Yes, but on hold here is our good buddy Don Cherry.
Well, there's a hockey game in town tonight.
And there is. Hey, Don, how are things?
Good. I'm glad you got Angelo going. I don't know why he's not on TV back in Toronto and TSN. He'd be the best guy on TV.
Thanks, Don. They're scared I might say something right.
I've never been able to figure that out. The most colorful guy ever in football, NFL, CFL. And what happens is they don't have him on. I can't figure it out.
But you know something, though? We have a president named Scott Mitchell, and after 51 years, they realized they should be utilizing me. And Scott Mitchell, I'm the ambassador for the Tiger Cats, and I'm having a lot of fun, Don.
Well, what a time to be ambassador for them, eh? That Obilovich has got them turned around.
That's right. We've chosen the right people at the right time, and the team is coming along real good.
Well, that's the way they made fun of Obilovich, you know, he was finished. He didn't have
all of a sudden
he gets a shot, and look what he does.
I know. Like I say to Bob, I say, how are you, Bob, in that high voice?
Angelo.
Well, I like to hear his halftime speeches. It must be pretty good, though, in that voice.
It must be real exciting.
Don Cherry and Angelo Mosca, two of the legends where hockey meets football. Don, you're in town for that NHL exhibition game, and you know what? We have to say you've always been kind to the Tom and Joe show, but more importantly, you've always been kind to Winnipeg hockey fans, and
he's
this
been
is
kind
awesome.
To Canada.
Well, no, but I got to speak specifically okay. Right now because we lost our National Hockey League team, and this is the one guy that's always backed Manitoba as a great hockey province. Yeah. And Don, I thank you on behalf of all Manitobans.
Well, I can hardly hear you though. You got to turn your mic on for me, but I get the gist. I've said it. I'm here for cold effects, actually.
I take it every day.
I'm telling you, the cold effects. You're in sports and you travel as much as you and I.
Yeah.
You better have something going because I used to die of cold. But actually, I've said this. I said about Colorado when they left Colorado. I was the guy who was saying they will be back in Colorado. They will be back in Colorado, and everybody made fun of me there. I'm telling you right now, the next team like Florida or one of those. Junk teams down there, they're going to come to Winnipeg first.
Now, Don, tonight we're going to see an exhibition game and a lot of young stars here. Who is your favorite young star right now coming up in the league this year?
Well, I just hope he make it as Matt Duchene. To me, he is everything that hockey should be. Young player, Angelo, you'd just love him. He's a good kid. He's a farm boy. He comes and he gives it. He's exciting, and he got drafted by Colorado. And you know how they always say, "Oh, I wanted to come to Colorado." Well, they showed his bedroom. His whole bedroom was when he was a kid was all Colorado Joe Sakic.
Yeah.
Now, did you see that picture?
Yeah. Awesome.
And he's my favorite player. I just hope he makes it. That's all.
One of the young draftees from this year.
Yeah. Pardon me?
Yeah, Steve Duchene, one of the young draftees.
Matt,
excuse me.
And
Matt.
We've got Angelo Mosca here as well, old friends with Don Cherry.
Don and I go way back. We invented things that they're not using now.
Well, you know what? You guys, there's a lot of parallels, actually, if you think about it. You guys both were tough athletes, both very colorful guys, both got some good hair still going. Maybe the Silver Foxes here in Canada.
No, Angelo's a better player than I was. And I really don't have the hair that he's got, but I've been to Bankers with an Angelo boy, and I tell you, boy, I've seen guys being loved. Him and Red Story, I think, were
best
I've seen at banquets.
Red Story was a wonderful guy, you know. And Don, you and I have been to banquets together. We turn it into a stage show, which it should be.
Hey, I'll tell you what, speaking of stage shows, Don, there's a big stage show going on in Phoenix. How do you see that one playing out?
Well, it's sad. The thing I don't understand is Gretzky not showing up.
I don't understand that either.
Whoever his advisor really made a big mistake. He could have been a hero. Like, I don't care what's going on in there. You know, he could have said that I'm with my players and that. And he gives it over to a guy like Ulf Samuelsson. I mean, imagine that. That's stiff coaching anybody. He's learning how to backstab people. But I don't think that Vasily's not getting it. It's too bad. He's a good Canadian. He loves hockey. He just wants it hockey, but he went about it the wrong way. You did not push the NHL around Snyder, Wirtz, Bettman, and it's sad that he got into that contest with them. But NHL will buy it, and they'll move it in a year. It could be here in Winnipeg, because they're not going to let it go to Hamilton. They're going
to save
Hamilton for an expansion team, and they're going to get about $400 million there, because that's, as Angelo knows, that's a place to print money.
That's right. But Donnie, it's really great to hear your voice. I haven't seen you in a long time. Matter of fact, I gave your old phone call a call, and you don't have the number anymore, so you pissed me off.
I got to change it every once in a while, Angelo. You know that one.
I know that one. I used to do that when I was at the girls.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get you hooked up off the air with that number.
Thank you very much for doing this. Good on Cold Effects for bringing you into town. And we always appreciate the good words you say about Winnipeg as a hockey town.
Well, you know, I don't lie, and I mean them. And you guys will be the next team, the next city that gets a franchise. Wait and see. I'm never wrong. You know that, Angelo.
I know that, Don. I love you, brother. Keep up the good work.
Okay,
Don, one last thing.
Oh, yeah.
Can we guarantee that we're going to get you on just because the grapevine season is just around the corner, and you know we got you on twice a day?
You better believe it. I'll be on. Angelo, you can't believe that one. That one's been going for 25 years, and it's on 110 stations. Can you believe it?
You deserve a lot, man. I remember when you got started, and there's one Don Cherry.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Don. There goes Don. Don Cherry. That grapevine starts late October, as it always does. And Angelo, I would suggest to you that if the Hamilton ever wanted hockey in town, they should have used you as a spokesperson, along with Basilia, that you'd have your team by now.
I'm really disappointed in Wayne Gretzky, though.
Okay, we'll get more on that in a minute.
8:42 with Tom and Joe.